and film, television, and theater exert a powerful influence on community perceptions of mental illness and suicide. The Mainframe National Media Initiative recognizes this and provides practical advice for people involved in the development of Australian media and stage productions. Joining us this morning to discuss their work is Mark Bryant, Suicide Prevention Program Manager at EveryMind, which runs the Mainframe Initiative. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So why did you establish this Mainframe Initiative?
Well, it all began in the 1990s when suicide rate, particularly among young people, was rising in many countries around the world. And the World Health Organization urged countries to have suicide prevention strategies. And suicide prevention strategies in health have to be evidence-based. And one of the core components was means restriction. And under that fell what's called media protocols because of the association between contagion or copycat effect and certain portrayals in media. With Australia, they took it to a different level. Not only did they develop guidelines for the media, but they developed what's called training and education for building the capacity for the media industry in Australia, which includes curriculum resources in universities for media courses, also going into newsrooms and doing actual training for media.
Sorry, when you refer to increasing the capacity for media, can you elaborate on what you mean by that?
Yeah, it's a bit like journalists have to understand certain legal parameters, things like libel, so they don't get sued. So for in this instance, we wanted media, if they can understand the guidelines and they're trained in them, that means that their behavior and attitude will mean that they'll incorporate them in their practices. So we say to the media, certain types of reporting can increase suicides. If you do it this way, you can reduce the risk. Also, in your training, if you're mindful around how you report mental illness and mental health issues, and in suicide prevention messaging, you can decrease suicide in the community as well.
So, you know, when we talk about this, you know, reporting on mental illnesses and suicide and so forth, what are the sort of things to look out for in sort of this responsible thing? Like how can irresponsible reporting, you know, lead to problems?
Yeah. Understanding the media, like media always try to look for conflict in their stories and sensationalism. So not every media, of course. So their idea is to take a news angle, pitch two people against each other, two different sides of the coin, and present a story. But they're looking for sensational angles. Mm-hmm. When it comes to suicide, the audience is different from any other health type audience. And someone who's suicidal in the community, when they're looking or receiving media messages, that can actually impact on their suicide ideation. So, for instance, we know that some of the protective factors is this suicide is not normal, so people use it as a protective factor. But if the media are sensationalizing things like statistics, an individual who's died, those kind of things can really impact on someone's well-being if they are very unwell on that very unwell on that day. There's other key elements around our subject about sensationalizing. It's things like having explicit details around method and location. So the method.
Yeah, so giving details so people tend to copy it or use it as, you know, sort of a jumping off point.
Yeah, that's right. Because we've seen through over 110 studies, they've shown a causal link between an increase in suicides when the media report on a well-known, high-profile person who's died by a particular method. But also we see increases when amongst cohorts, when they identify with the person that's died. So things like in some communities, if a young person's died, there's a containment plan put into place because of the contagion anyway, and the media can take that to another level and start the containment.
Now, Mark, you touched on, you know, but there's a lot of sensationalization around this kind of thing. There's a lot of sort of, you know, common stereotypes that are propagated. How receptive are, you know, some of the more sensational sort of outlets and people to this kind of sensitivity training to responsible reporting? Is this something that is you know, sort of welcomed and desired, or is it sort of take away from how they view it should be reported?
Look, what I mean that the word sensationalism, so media still have to, different types of media, the way they report things, still need to do their reporting the way they do. But what we do is we help them to mitigate the risk by reducing certain information, adding context to a story. So we have felt, because we go with a strengths-based approach and we've worked with News Limited, Fairfax, all ABC, SBS, etc., for the last 20 years in Australia, we're kind of we're very, very familiar, and the culture is very welcoming in Australia to take the issue seriously. Suicide is a leading cause of death for people under 44, particularly for males. And so, so the media industry itself understands it's an issue that they need to be part of to support. We don't get hardly any resistance in Australia because our approach has been education and training. We don't, where in other countries they have guidelines, but they usually follow up and criticize media for the way they're reporting, whereas we're behind the scenes and we're there to able to support and help the media to learn and build their capacity. What I would say is that I'm actually English, and I used to be a journalist in the UK, so the Australian media are actually seen as I've been working in suicide prevention for 12 years. The Australian media are actually seen as the envy of the world in the suicide prevention sector around the world. And the World Health Organization highlighted the Australian media for its behavior change in 2014. It's been one of the only countries to have that change in the way they report.
Right.
And whilst I could say that's all down to Mindframe, Mindframe are only a major sum of the parts, but it's been the way that the industry have been open to Mindframe since about 1997 to 2002 when it was first developed. But also the rest of the suicide prevention sector in Australia have been very good to incorporate the guidelines, our guidelines and our training for our own industry, which means the sources to the stories have been good, because we can only do so much when we train the media.
Yeah.
The media still has to rely on its sources. So we work with the police, the way that they report, particularly.
So it's a pretty widespread program.
It is.
So, and very, very comprehensive from the sounds of it.
Yeah. So if someone's having strange behavior on a street corner, back in the day, the police would have said, like, someone with a mental illness is behaving antisocially. Now they just say someone's behaving antisocially because it's probably nothing to do with mental illness, if that makes sense. So we want to reduce...
Sort of like...
that stigma associated with...
flagging these issues.
Yeah, so we're teaching really good language used by our own sector when they're communicating in mass communications through the media or their own social media. But it's broadening now because we're finding industries that have not been traditionally in our sector wanting to talk about suicide because it's such an important issue, impacts so many people. And recently, Everyman, which runs Mindframe, we linked up with six other mental health and suicide prevention organizations to launch the hashtag YouCanTalk, because so many people want to be trained and understand how to communicate better.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Mark, for joining us this morning and telling us about this excellent initiative.
You're welcome.
Absolutely. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
That was Mark Bryant from Everymind, which runs the Mindframe initiative. And if you or anyone you know needs help or is experiencing any problems, please contact Lifeline on 13 11 14 or visit beyondblue.org.au. And you can also look up the Mindframe program if you're interested in learning more about that.